when to claim the national pension, and how to build a four-tier retirement pension plan. Rather than always claiming the national pension early or late, consider your health, income, assets, and life expectancy together. Building four tiers with the national pension, retirement pension, personal pension, and reverse mortgage can reduce longevity risk and the risk of exhausting lump sum assets. Claiming the national pension 5 years early reduces the monthly benefit by 30%, while deferring it for 5 years increases it by 36%. The break-even points for early, normal, and deferred claims vary depending on the options compared and the assumptions used, so the decision should not be based solely on age 80. For national pension makeup contributions, you must verify the eligible periods and application requirements, and the entire amount paid is not simply refunded. Receiving retirement benefits from an IRP as a pension can reduce the retirement income tax burden compared with taking a lump sum. The key to retirement planning is creating sustainable monthly cash flow that covers essential living expenses, rather than focusing on total assets. There is no single right answer for everyone when it comes to when to receive the national pension. Deferred pension benefits are likely to be more advantageous the longer you live. But if you are in poor health or lack sufficient living expenses immediately after retirement, early receipt may have greater practical value. Therefore, do not evaluate the national pension in isolation. You should design your monthly cash flow after retirement by linking it with your retirement pension, private pension, and reverse mortgage pension. The amounts and break-even points in this article are examples intended to aid understanding. Before making an actual decision, you should check your estimated pension through the National Pension Service and verify the tax implications. 1. At what age can you start receiving the national pension? The statutory commencement age for old age pension benefits gradually increases according to year of birth. Year of birth normal old age pension commencement, age 1952, or earlier age 60, 1953, 1956, age 61, 1957, 1960, age 62, 1961, 1964, age 63, 1965, 1968, age 64, 1969, or later age 65. If you meet the eligibility requirements, including the required contribution period, you may apply for an early old age pension up to 5 years before the normal commencement age, or defer payments for up to 5 years. 2. Comparison of early and deferred old age pensions category, early old age pension, normal receipt deferred pension, starting point up to 5 years earlier statutory commencement age, up to 5 years later monthly pension adjustment reduced by 0.5% per month, no adjustment increased by 0.6% per month effect. Of 1 year adjustment, 6% reduction, none 7.2% increase effect of 5 year adjustment, 30% reduction, none 36% increase main factors to consider income gap, health, short-term living expenses, balance choice likelihood of longevity. Other sources of living expenses assuming the normal monthly pension is KRW 1 million, receiving it 5 years early would provide approximately KRW 700,000 per month, while deferring it for 5 years would provide approximately KRW 1.36 million per month. These reductions and increases are not temporary adjustments. They continue to be reflected in subsequent pension payments. Early receipt does not simply require having no income at all to receive an early old age pension. You must satisfy the relevant requirements, such as not being engaged in income-earning activities as defined by law. Because the applicable income threshold may change each year, anyone with earned or business income should confirm eligibility with the National Pension Service. You can defer all or part of your pension. A beneficiary may choose to defer not only the full old age pension, but also a specified percentage of it. If you need some cash during the early years of retirement, you can consider combining partial receipt with partial deferral instead of postponing the entire pension. 3. When does the total amount received reverse? The following calculations are simplified comparisons that set the normal monthly pension amount at 100 and exclude taxes, survivors' pensions, investment returns, and payment restrictions based on income. Comparison: simple break-even age, receipt 5 years early vs. normal receipt, approximately age 76 years and 8 months, receipt 5 years early vs. receipt deferred by 5 years, approximately age 80 years and 4 months, normal receipt vs. receipt deferred by 5 years, approximately age 83 years and 11 months. Therefore, the statement that deferring receipt is always advantageous if you live beyond age 80 omits the basis of comparison. When comparing receipt 5 years early with receipt deferred by 5 years, approximately age 80 may be the benchmark. However, when comparing normal receipt with a 5-year deferral, the break-even point comes later. The national pension adjusts pension amounts to reflect changes in consumer prices. However, under the simplified assumption that the same inflation adjustment rate applies to early, normal, and deferred pensions, the relative amounts do not automatically diverge exponentially. The actual advantages and disadvantages must be assessed by considering each person's pension amount, taxes, time of death, and the spouse's potential eligibility for a survivor's pension. 4. National pension receipt timing decision table. Situations in which early receipt should be considered first: you lack other income or assets to cover essential living expenses immediately after retirement. You reasonably expect a shorter life expectancy due to poor health or family medical history. Your debt interest burden is high, making it preferable to secure immediate cash flow. You meet the income requirements for an early old age pension. Situations in which deferred receipt should be considered first: you can cover living expenses during the deferral period with earned income, a retirement pension, or financial assets. You are in good health and want to prepare for longevity risk. You want to increase the share of your income provided by a lifelong public pension rather than relying on investments subject to volatility. You can coordinate cash flow during the early and later stages of retirement by combining your pension with your spouse's pension. Situations in which normal receipt is reasonable drawing on assets to cover living expenses during the deferral period would be burdensome. Your situation is not urgent enough to require early receipt, but you also lack the capacity to defer for a long period. It is difficult to assess your health and life expectancy, and you want a neutral option. You should not decide to receive your pension early based solely on rumors about the fund's finances or short-term news. Any potential changes to the system should be confirmed through official laws and guidance from the National Pension Service. 5. Effects and precautions of retroactive national pension contributions. Retroactive contributions are not a system that allows you to voluntarily pay all unpaid premiums from the past. The law specifies eligible periods, such as periods excluded from national pension coverage, and you must meet requirements such as having eligible enrollment status at the time of application. Why retroactive contributions may be useful: they can increase your contribution period and help you qualify for old age pension benefits. Your estimated old age pension amount may increase as your contribution period increases. National pension premiums paid by you may qualify for a pension premium deduction when calculating income tax. How much will be refunded if you pay KRW 10 million? Paying KRW 10 million in retroactive premiums does not mean that KRW 10 million or a fixed percentage will automatically be refunded. The tax saving effect varies depending on your taxable income before deductions, applicable tax rate, income for the relevant year, and other deductions. For example, the higher the marginal tax rate applied to the taxable income reduced by the deduction, the greater the potential tax reduction. Conversely, if you have little taxable income, the refund effect may be small or non-existent. Before applying to make retroactive contributions, you should check the following: the eligible retroactive contribution period and premium amount, the estimated increase in your monthly pension after making retroactive contributions, the terms for lump sum and installment payments, the actual income, deduction effect for the relevant year, the opportunity cost of using the funds to repay other debts or manage retirement assets instead. 6. Building retirement cash flow with a four-tier pension structure tier system core role main risks or matters to check tier 1 national pension, lifelong public pension that can reflect inflation receipt timing, contribution period, life expectancy tier 2 retirement pension, IRP long-term management, and phased withdrawal of retirement assets investment losses. Fees, restrictions on early withdrawals tier 3 pension, savings pension insurance, tax benefits and supplementation of individual retirement funds, differences in taxes, costs, and guarantee terms by product tier 4 reverse mortgage pension. Conversion of housing assets into lifelong cash flow while continuing to reside in the home enrollment age, home value, payment method tier 1. National pension, the national pension is the basic line of defense in retirement, but benefit amounts vary significantly depending on each person's contribution period and standard monthly income. Do not estimate your pension based solely on a specific income replacement rate. You should directly check your estimated pension amount with the National Pension Service. Tier 2, Retirement Pension and IRP. If you receive your retirement benefits as a pension from an IRP rather than withdrawing them as a lump sum, your retirement income tax may be lower than for a lump sum payment. The actual tax varies depending on the pension receipt requirements, the number of years over which it is received, and the source of the withdrawn funds. Personal contributions that received tax credits and their investment earnings may be taxed differently from funds originating from retirement benefits. When managing an IRP, you should consider not only expected returns, but also the time remaining until retirement and your ability to tolerate losses. As retirement approaches, it is reasonable to move money that will soon be needed for living expenses into less volatile assets, such as deposits and short-term bonds, while diversifying only long-term funds. A fixed formula such as KRW 200 million is enough to receive KRW 1 million per month is risky. Withdrawing KRW 12 million annually from KRW 200 million produces an initial annual withdrawal rate of 6%. So the funds may be depleted early depending on returns, fees, inflation, and the withdrawal period. Under a simple calculation intended to preserve the principal over a long period, approximately KRW 400 million would be needed at an annual withdrawal rate of 3%, while approximately KRW 300 million would be needed at an annual withdrawal rate of 4%. However, these figures are not benchmarks that guarantee returns. Tier 3, pension savings, individual IRP, and pension insurance contributions to pension savings and individual IRPs may qualify for tax credits within statutory limits. In general, the tax credit limit for pension savings differs from the combined limit for pension savings and IRPs, so you should distinguish the order in which contributions are made to the two accounts. The tax credit rate varies according to income level, and taxes may be imposed upon early termination or receipt in a form other than a pension. Tax exemption for pension insurance does not automatically apply to every product. To receive a tax exemption on insurance gains, you must meet tax law requirements concerning matters such as the contract maintenance period, payment method, and premium limit. Tax exemption and guaranteed principal or rate of return are also separate concepts, so you should review the policy terms individually. Tier 4, reverse mortgage pension. A reverse mortgage pension allows you to receive monthly pension payments while continuing to live in your home after providing it as collateral. General eligibility criteria include several conditions, such as the age of either spouse and the combined officially assessed value of the couple's homes. The currently prevalent criteria require at least one spouse to be age 55 or older, and the combined officially assessed value to be at most KRW 1.2 billion, but additional detailed requirements based on the number and types of homes must also be checked. The monthly payment is determined by the age of the applicant or spouse, recognized home value, payment type, guarantee method, and the standards in effect at that time. Therefore, KRW 300,000 per month for every KRW 100 million of home value at age 70 is only a rough example under specific conditions and is not a formula that applies to every applicant. When the home is sold and the account is settled, any amount remaining after repayment of pension payments and guarantee-related amounts goes to the heirs. Conversely, even if the settlement amount exceeds the proceeds from selling the home, an important advantage is its non-recourse structure, under which the shortfall is generally not separately claimed from the heirs. 7. A KRW 1 billion lump sum and KRW 3 million per month cannot be compared directly receiving KRW 3 million per month in nominal terms for approximately 27 years and 9 months, results in a cumulative amount of KRW 1 billion. However, a lump sum and a lifelong pension have different characteristics. A lump sum offers greater liquidity and inheritance potential, but it carries the risks of investment losses, fraud, overspending, and depletion due to longevity. A lifelong pension provides longevity insurance by making payments until death, but it may offer less flexibility in using or passing on the funds. As prices rise, the real purchasing power of a fixed KRW 3 million monthly payment declines. A pension that reflects price changes, such as the national pension, has a different value from a fixed amount private pension. The most stable approach is not to choose only one of the two. Instead, essential living expenses should be covered by the national pension and lifelong cash flow, while irregular expenses such as medical costs, home repairs, and family support should be prepared for with separate financial assets. 8. Implementation steps. Each spouse checks their estimated national pension amount and normal commencement age. Compare monthly benefit amounts and break-even ages under scenarios involving early, normal, and 1-5 years of deferred receipt. Separate essential living expenses from discretionary living expenses after retirement. Check the taxes, fees, and expected withdrawal periods associated with retirement pensions and pension savings. Assess whether funds will be depleted under separate assumptions of surviving to ages 80, 90, and 100. If you plan to keep your home, check the estimated monthly reverse mortgage pension payment. Keep at least 1-2 years' worth of essential living expenses in low volatility assets that can be withdrawn easily. After securing essential living expenses through pensions, invest only the remaining long-term funds according to your risk tolerance. Conclusion: the national pension is not a system that must always be claimed at age 65 or any other specific age. Early receipt addresses cash flow gaps, while deferred receipt increases the monthly pension amount to prepare for longevity. Which option is more advantageous depends on your health, life expectancy, spouse's pension, taxes, assets, and post-retirement income. Stable retirement planning is not about identifying a single correct time to receive the national pension. The key is to build a four-tier structure. Use the national pension to cover basic living expenses, fill any gaps with retirement and private pensions, and convert housing assets into cash flow through a reverse mortgage pension when necessary.